previously on the Brisket in Maine podcast.
Spicy. Spicy. This is what we call it. Spicy. Spicy. Let's go. Spicy. No, this was
right. It was right after the season.
Yeah, right after the season.
Like basketball season already started.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't play basketball?
No, man, I was short.
Okay.
He was trying to be the Mexican Muggsy Bogues.
You know how it is. You're with your cousins. You're drinking. Someone brings out a tequila bottle. Up, bro. Drugs are a hell of a drug. They make people do crazy shit.
Suavemente.
All right, let's go, dog.
Porque no me digas nada.
I'm not going to lie to you. Like, when I'm pooping, I'm like, I wonder if CJ's pooping right now.
I think we're on the same poop schedule.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about the early poop.
On the way. You ready?
Yep. Cole, you ready?
Ready.
All right.
It's 8:33. What's going on, y'all? This is CJ.
Joe Zavala.
And this is a Brisket in Maine podcast show.
And Joe, we're actually doing it early in the morning.
On a Saturday. We've already had breakfast. Cole didn't show up.
So thank you, Moss Coffee Co., for this cold brew. It's definitely needed.
Yeah, Cole, why didn't show up to breakfast, man?
I was running.
Oh, okay.
Can I ask you a question? Like, why do you run in jean shorts?
I know, you like Forrest Gump modern day.
They're cut-off khakis.
Okay, why do you run off in cut-off khakis? Do you need to buy some Lulu or something?
Did you have a particular Lulu? Did you want me to buy some Lulu shorts?
Yeah, well, I am proud of you. You did get some, actually not proud of you. This sounds really weird. It was cool. You bought some Hallibros, bro. How does it feel?
I do really like them. Thank you for asking.
Yeah. So you would love Lulu, too. I'm a Lulu kind
of
guy.
You know, I actually bought like 6 pair of Patagonia shorts today, those 5-inch ones.
Yeah. I gave a whole bunch of those away.
I love them.
Yeah, no, like, they're great. Like the camping kind of stuff?
No, like they're just like running shorts.
Oh, they have running shorts?
They have like the line. The only thing is I had to cut the liner out.
Wait, time out. You bought some shorts.
Yeah.
And you cut the liner out.
What?
You wear the, like, no, they're like the underwear liner, not like the long liner.
Oh, yeah. So you got that shape?
Yeah. Yeah. So I had, because it doesn't, I don't know, I just feel like I'm
wearing. So how much were the shorts?
They were on sale.
I don't care. How much were they?
Like 40.
Okay, $40, and you had to cut the liner out.
Well, yeah.
Okay. I just want to talk to you.
That's what I'm saying. They're running shorts. I use them as eating shorts, but.
Whatever, bro. You've been working out for like 2 years.
We've gone nowhere, but no, but yeah, so. I'm sad you missed breakfast, honestly. Like I said, I text you. And I made sure to make it an effort to text you at 6:30 this morning.
You're moving up to level two.
Tier two. Do you really think so, Joe?
No.
Yeah. So, dang it. So we've been gone for...
Bro, it's been a clusterfuck the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, and I want everybody to know, we've really, swear to y'all, made a valiant effort, but somebody had to get married on a Friday.
Yep.
That's when we do it.
Shout out.
Then I had to do a couple of corporate brisket classes that rolled up on a Thursday or a Friday. And then we had a huge catering this past Friday.
I was hungover last weekend.
You were hungover last weekend. So yeah, it kind of sucks because, you know, but the good thing is we do have another one set up for this Friday. We're going to have Eli Jordan. He is the editor in chief for Avid Golfer, here in DFW. So really excited about that because Drew said, what the fuck are you going to talk about? You don't golf. He didn't even want to talk about golf. He said, I just want to talk about barbecue.
Mm-hmm. So
Drew,
F off. He don't listen to us anyway. So
actually he does, bro. Like yesterday we had to go to my doctor. So we're going to France at the end of the month. The day before we land is my doctor's, doctor's rehearsal, welcome party, whatever. And it's at the second Hurrah Brewery. I think I butchered that. It's next to the hotel. Is it Drover or Dover?
Drover. Fuck, now you got me second guess. Across from Dickies.
There's not a Dickies there, is there?
Dickies Arena.
Oh, no. It's in the four Stockyards. Like, bro, have you been out to Stockyards?
Not since 92.
Bro.
Cowboys won Super Bowl.
Bro, it's like Rodeo Drive out there. They have nothing but high-end, like, stores all lined up. It's crazy. Like, I was like, where am I?
They got a Reebok store.
They got Lou Casey.
Lucchesi.
But it was just, it was wild. Is it Fleet Style or Flea Style?
Fleek.
No, I don't know.
I'm making all this up. What is it?
Well, it's just like, you know, shabby chic. Is that what they call it? Like the nice cowgirl stuff and cowboy stuff?
I don't know. We're swishy shorts 95% of the time.
True, true. So took Drew out. Drew's going to be handling the catering while we're gone. It's going to be a taco bar. We're going to do, they will actually want brisket slice in action.
Nice.
Some green sauce, some chicken fajitas, some sloppy wands, some banana pudding.
Nice.
So just wanted Drew. They had a, you know, Lone Star beer. You know, there's just nothing better. It just goes down nice and cold. Like, I'm a blue guy, but, you know, it's like most of these places get red. Like, I get, like, red is iconic, but, like, I don't understand. Like, I know more people will buy blue if you have blue.
100%.
Like, 100%. Just have blue. And, you know, it's like one of those, it was hot yesterday, and so all it was tall boys. Ooh. So I had to chug them really fast because.
16-ounce red?
Yeah,
bro. That just sounds like a tummy ache.
It wasn't a tummy ache. It was just. You had like either you.
It's so filling. Like
you either just, you throw away, like, either way you throw away the last one third.
Or you're fucking hammered.
Yes. Yeah. And so.
Because your wife was drinking reds at the wedding, I just kept scoffing at her.
Yeah, so. she was a red. Like, you know, Drew's wedding, there was reds and blues.
That's what I just said.
No, you didn't say. You just said wedding.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
At Drew's wedding. Good call. My bad.
Drew's wedding was red and blues. I had to give a corporate class, and it's funny. I was like, they're like, we're gonna get beer. I said. I can only have Lone Star. And they're like, what? I said, no, I'm serious. Like, I can only have photos with Lone Star. So it was, it's funny when I tell that story, people are like, what? I'm like, no, seriously. Like, that's what's up.
So, yeah. So that's where we've been. To recap.
Oh, actually. And then that one Saturday, we did a whole bunch of filming. I forgot about that. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, with the crawfish boil.
Yeah. So shout out to Greg and Corey.
Yeah.
We have this annual crawfish boil that they have done for us, like very kind of them. We did it last year, did it again this year. And then this year we were like, all right, we got to do some filming. So Sean, Ginger Blogger, rolls by. So we did four videos that are going to be coming out this month. So Sean, you know, it's already May 6th. But we did, actually, CJ's the one doing the cooking, not me. It was a very eye-awakening moment for me. He's like, hey, I'm cooking. I said, what? Like, it was like, I thought that's what we're doing. It's like, this is fucking genius. Like, what made y'all think of that?
Well, first of all, I thought that was the baseline of, hey, you're supposed to be teaching the common folk how to cook. So me being the common folk with a little experience, I figured it's.
Bro, that was genius.
It's you teaching, me throwing in my comedic relief, and it's, I mean, it's, let's just be honest, we produce gold, but.
It is gold, for one takes only. So we, the first one we did was, what kind of chicken?
Spatchcock.
We did it with the Fuji's poultry rub, and then they have a hot red sauce that we dipped it in, and it was absolutely amazing. We did it in Oklahoma Joe. Hey, okay, Joe, we're ready to sign, dogs. Y'all just holler at us anytime. We ready. We grew up on Oklahoma Joe. You know, wouldn't it be better to have an Oklahoma Joe edition? I'm just saying, you know.
Probably just okay.
It'd just be okay. We did. Nice. Oh, you were kind enough. Actually, no, we'll get to that. We also did a tomahawk on the Nomad. We did it with Terry Black's pork rub and then the original barbecue sauce. Really, really good.
Yeah. And that came out fucking good.
Bro, it was real good. That Nomad, it was fire. It was just like that sizzle with that charcoal was just absolutely amazing. And then, you know, actually, I'm going to veer off real quick. Bro, have you seen that video of Terry Black's where they have like 400 fucking briskets trimmed?
Uh-uh.
Bro, they're a whole different league, bro. Like, no one can mess with them. Like, Terry Black's is crazy.
Which one was it, the Austin one or the?
I don't know. Bro, it was just like literally like a mountain stack of like
of meat?
Of 400 briskets.
Mm, mountain of meat.
Bro, like. I don't even, like, let's just say that each one's, like, $55 a brisket. What's 400 times 55?
I mean, I would have gone 50 times 4. I mean, that's pretty simple math.
What's that, $20,000?
Yeah.
So that's $20,000 of meat just chilling. Raw.
Don't, yeah.
So that's crazy. And so then we did Millscale, their yakitori. Absolutely love. Like, that is, bro, that is, like, the coolest. That's, like, my happy place. Like, real talk. It's just amazing. And so we did... I just like the levels. So you brought some backstrap. They actually pounded it out, or they actually tenderized it. So we just made off the cuff a little rolls instead of doing the whole.
Yeah, I was.
It was good.
I was kind of like, because I thought it out, and I was like, oh, shit. I remember called you the night before. That morning, I was like, oh, we got a problem.
Yeah.
But honestly, it came out.
It was a better,
good.
Better.
Yes, because it was like.
Bite size, yes. And it was good. So we did mushrooms, jalapenos, cream cheese, cheddar cheese. We wrapped it in bacon and used Panther City's rub. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And the yakitori, like you got, it was like a perfect medium rare, got the bacon crisp up, and it was just like,
it was like Gucci. A big ass, like armadillo egg.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It was dope. And then lastly, you know, I think this was definitely the showstopper was you brought some Dove and then another bread with bacon and a cream cheese and a jalapeno and we threw some burr rub on there. And those things were just, we were eating like popcorn.
Yeah.
Like it was, you got a couple BBs, but that's okay.
Yeah. I kept finding them because I was looking for them.
I was just swallowing them.
Yeah. Oh, and I mean, it happens. It's fine. It's not, I think
I saw it in my poop.
Yeah. I don't know if it's lead or not. You'll shit it out. It's fine. Yeah. But,
that was fun. And you know, it's like, we need to do more game videos. I really don't think there's anybody that does game videos. And,
No,
shout out to Bird Dog. I just met those people. It's like Airbnb.
But for honey?
For honey.
Heard about that.
I told them, I said, bros, like real talk, not fake talk. You need me to come out there and cook? I'll cook. Like, and you know you and me. Like, I'm one of those bougie hunters because I don't hunt, but I want the first class, like, four season
type. Oh, no, I get shit from Jomi and Travis because they're like, oh, you can't. I'm like, look, I'm already rough enough as it is sleeping in a fucking camper.
No, bro, I got spoiled with Jordan, bro. When Jordan's house was featured in Southern Living, and their neighbors were George Strait, and they had a piece of the Guadalupe going through it.
It was a beautiful piece of property.
Like, so. There's literally deer that every night would just come up and chill at the very beginning and just say hi. But you shot one of them.
Allegedly.
in your scoot scoots.
I was the first motherfucker to shoot deer some scoot scoots, I think. So
Jordan was livid, bro. That's
what. No, he wasn't. His brother.
His brother was livid.
Well, I don't think his brother really knew.
Well, how about all the guys that were there tell us all the stories like, bro.
I've done it too.
We just didn't tell him. We just didn't
cop. Like, we just didn't say anything.
Oh, my God. Jordan, we love you. I feel bad because, you know, Jordan's out in Florida. And
you feel bad for him because he's in Florida?
No. Because, like, I'm a terrible friend. Like, I actually swear to you, I used to be really good. I have literally 25 unread text messages. And then I have, like, 85 emails. Lysha's about to come to my chief of staff because I feel really bad.
What, you're going to give her fucking access to your text messages?
Yeah.
That's the stupidest thing to fucking do.
Oh, you're probably right. Okay, yeah. Just my emails.
Yeah.
Okay. You're right. She probably should get my text messages.
Yeah.
But no, like, it was a lot of fun filming. And we got a lot more coming up. We're actually about to hit the road. Actually, we need to come up with a name like for our series that we're doing for Zavala's Barbecue Distribution with our subscription box that, oh shit, I dropped the news. So we're about to come out with a subscription box. Blood Bros is the first one. You're going to get some of their goods. We're going to do a cooking video with them. I'm driving down there on Monday.
Nice.
And Sean's going to be recording it.
Where are they out of?
Houston, Texas, H-Town. And so we're going to go to their backyard and cook on the Nomad, drink some Lone Stars, and have a good time.
Thanks.
And so we're trying to think of the name, and there, Sean was like, Joe's Friends. And I was like, how about Joe's Amigos? But is that like Joe's Amigos? Like,
appropriation's a bitch.
I know, but I am Mexican, so it's okay, right?
I mean, I don't know.
Well, I need you to come up with a name. Like, we need a name.
We'll figure something out.
All right. But yeah, about to start doing that. The box is going to go live.
No, I can't say. They have to edit it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do that. We already have quite a few people lined up. So really excited about it. And you know, it's something interesting. Like, you know, as we were talking to some of our partners, you know, I kept on saying we're the Barstool Barbecue, and they're like, no, you're like the Athletic. I was like,
Athletic? There's nothing about
no, bro. The website, bro. Because you know, it's like the players that are the writers. So it's like,
you have to break this down for me.
Yeah. So you see, like, no, like, I'm pretty sure. Hey, can you look this up, EP?
Yes, sir.
Draymond Green, he has his own podcast. I think it's in The Athletic. And like a lot of people when they retire or a lot of people when they like want to do announcements or stuff, they do it through The Athletic because Athletic is like them writing it out.
What's The Athletic?
It's a website. It's like the bar store, like, or it's like a website of athletes that want to tell their story and tell what they want to tell. They are the writers of their own content.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
So he was like, bro, y'all like The Athletic. Like, y'all are the barbecue dudes that are doing a barbecue. And
what's this called?
The Athletic. He's looking it up right now.
Yeah, I got it on here. That's exactly what it is.
Is there like a little quick, like 2 minute, 3 minute thing? I'm sorry to put you on the spot. But when they told me that, I was just like, damn. So like, it is kind of Barstool-ish, but, you know, it's really more like The Athletic because, you know, we're giving the people what they want. We're giving them access to us, and we're giving you our words our thoughts directly to you with no middleman.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
I'm going to tell you, The Athletic is a subscription-based sports website that provides national and local coverage in 47 North American cities as well as UK. Covers national stories from top professional and college sports.
Yeah, but who's the writers?
January 16.
So the writers are the athletes. Just
well, I guess it's everything. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
They're telling their CTE stories. They're telling their CTE stories. So that's pretty cool, actually. I never thought about it. I didn't know
either,
that was a thing. So,
me either.
And I always need more content while I'm taking a shit, so that'll be something to look at.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah. But you got to pay for it. We don't pay. I guess we're trying to get people to pay for us. So we're going to have to.
So if anybody's got a discount code, let me know.
Oh, yeah.
Subscription-based.
Subscription-based. But, you know, it's pretty dope, right?
That is.
We're getting a lot of good feedback. Like, it's we're getting great feedback from our sponsors, and we're getting great feedback from our partners. And it's just really cool. Like, everybody's all about this, you know, like I say, like, the power of all of us is so much more than us individually. So, just excited to see all the stuff that's going to come out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. How was your week?
Man, you know, actually, so Jose has, according to him, he has 16 days to his birthday because the last day of school is the 25th.
Yeah.
I said, bro, you still have 23 days.
Speaking of.
And he said.
Look, he's got little headphones on, too.
What up, Jose? And we're like, he's like, the weekends don't count. That's what my teacher said. I was like, okay. So we went to kindergarten night roundup or whatever.
Dude, when you sent us that picture, and it said 2036.
Yeah.
So we'll be. What is that? Fucking 12 years from now. So, like, we'll be like 50. So.
47, 48.
Yeah. God willing.
49.
The good Lord allows us to see
Please,
that day.
Bro, if I do, I would be the happiest.
But we'll
man
be
in the
50.
World.
So, he'll be getting out of high school. My kids will be already fucking. I may be a grandma.
I may have, yeah,
I may
you may be
a
grandpa.
Fucking be a grandfather.
Yeah.
Because Haley will be, fuck, 28.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That could be a possibility.
So.
But I don't know. I think she's going to want to travel the world and enjoy life. I think she likes life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. She's kind of, well, I don't want to say selfish. That sounds bad, but.
No, she loves her time and she wants to enjoy her time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And rightfully so.
Ryan's already got his, like, his kids' names picked out and shit like that. So
Tess, what's up?
Yeah,
I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah,
so,
me neither. Anyway, but.
So, yeah, man.
So that's cool. Yeah. So,
how about you?
He's
like,
excited for kindergarten now?
Oh, he's crunk. Yeah.
So it's still the same school, right?
Yeah, it's still the same school. But, bro, there's like all new kids.
He stays there from.
Sixth grade.
So, okay. So he filters there for fucking years.
Yeah, he's there. Kindergarten, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seven more years.
And then seventh, eighth, middle school.
Yep.
And then.
Or seventh, eighth, ninth, I think, is junior high. They have junior high.
Oh, do that.
And then high school is sophomore, junior, senior.
Where are you going to send to high school?
Trinity.
You going to go to Trinity?
Yeah.
You play football?
Hell no.
You want to go to CT?
Yeah, nope. You ain't playing football.
CT?
Nope.
I had a good week. Haley started working a couple weeks back.
Did she
cool.
get her license?
She got her permit. So she's just trying to drive around and stuff like that. She could have had her license by now. She kind of drug her feet on her driver's ed. And I think she was kind of scared, but now she's like gung-ho. She's like counting down the days for her to get her license. So
I don't know. Somebody got their car taken away from them today.
Yeah, I heard about that, too.
Yeah.
I had to explain to her that boys ain't shit.
They ain't.
Haley's going through like a little boyfriend drama right now too.
She got another boyfriend?
No, it's the same one.
Why is she still giving that dude time of day?
That's what I told her. And she, apparently the kid was like, "Hey, I want to meet your dad." And she's like, "No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Bro, you don't buck up like that, bro.
No, you." I think he was trying to say it in a respectful way, but I mean, look, the kid's 16, man. Like, we were all there.
No, we were mature.
I would like to think that, but we were all there. You know,
we
so
were idiots, bro.
But at the same time, as a father on the other end, like. I can't be like, look, man,
no,
I can't know what you're going through. Like,
but we were always very respectful to everybody's parents.
Oh,
everybody's.
No, he's never been disrespectful. Like, Catherine's met him, and she said he was real nice, and then, like, everything came out that I told you about, and it's just like, look, man, they're kids, man. Like, you know, it's just like, it's one of those things. It's a trial and error thing, you know? It's just.
You figure out what you like.
That's what I told Ayla. I was like, you're going to get hurt. I mean, you know, it's inevitable. Like, everybody goes through heartbreak and stuff like that, and you learn from it, and it's just one of those things, you know. You can't bless you. She's 16, man. I can't protect her. She's gonna get her feelings hurt, and she's gonna learn from it. And it's gonna callous her, and I mean, you grow from it. So, but yeah, she's working. She likes it. She got her first little check, and
she learned about taxes.
She learned about FICA.
What'd she say?
Where the hell's the rest of my money? But she this kid's got like a makeup like obsession. Bro, it's not like cheap makeup.
Bro, you know, tell me, dog.
And it's not cheap makeup. I'm like, dude, like, I'm like, you don't need to spend your money on this. Like, no. I'll, like, this is what we're you're not, your money's not to live. Your money, and I told her, I was like, you should save every single penny. You need to be as tightwad ass as you can be. And just save all of your money, and because you don't have to pay for anything. She's like, well, I mean, Haley's very giving. Like, she's already like tried to buy stuff for Haley, tried to buy stuff for Catherine, tried to buy stuff for me, her brother. She's always been a very giving person, and I admire that about her. But at the same time, I'm like, look, dude, you don't need to pay for anything. Like, that's not your responsibility at 16. Although we went to dinner that night, and she tagged me for like a $40 meal. So I was like, hey, you can handle a little half of her own check, but but
where'd y'all eat at?
Some like fucking, what is that, where they cook the shit in front of you?
Hibachi?
Yeah.
Did you go with Big Homie?
I did, actually.
When did you get Big Homie out on the wall? When are we going to do that?
He got warrants right now, bro. The streets is hot. So I went to dinner with him that night. So
we need to get him out.
Yeah. It's his peak season.
It is.
Summertime.
Bro,
that full slam.
Bro, he was dressed up like a GQ.
Can I be honest? I know, bro. He looked like a nautical.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I was fucking. I do want to buy one of those Vespas.
If there's anybody out there that wants to sponsor us for CJ Roll Around.
You see Cole's got the drip over there in the corner.
The OnePlus?
Yeah, the OnePlus. He brought it into the shop this morning. He had me pull out a piece of wire that was in his back spoke. I know, he really did. He was like, hey, man, you help me out? I'm like it was like fucking like fixing Ryan's bike when Ryan was like four. Like, hey, Dad. And he was like, I don't know. He's like, I think this thing came undone. It was like a rusted piece of
How much was that?
$300.
$300?
Huh. Amazon.
I should probably get a couple of them from here, right?
Dude, Scooters scare me, man. I told you Catherine almost killed herself in California.
Oh, yeah.
But
she was pretty deep in the...
she was lost in the sauce.
The breweries.
And the lettuce.
And
I told her, too. I was like, stay off the scooter. Or we haven't met her deductible yet. Like, stay off it. And she didn't listen. And Catherine's an only child, so she's hard-headed. And then she comes back, and, like, her face is scraped up. Her leggings are tore. And, like, she just ran straight up.
Because San Diego's hilly, too. So it was right?
Yeah. She could have fucking killed herself. Like, could have. She literally could have. I mean, and she was coming in hot, too, they said. And Drew just said he looked back, and she was, like, skidding on her face. And so now it's all an inside joke. But, yeah, I don't know if I trust scooters.
Yeah, what do we call it? Go the Scoot?
Yeah, no, Scoot Gang.
Scoot Gang?
Yeah, Scoot Gang. So... good times. But yeah, man, like I said, it's been an eventful week. Today's the Cinco de Mayo parade. What time does that kick off?
It's gonna be popping at 10 a.m. Yep.
What
and you know it's actually, I don't know if it was in my dream or somebody was saying
it was
this.
All dream. Because remember the OG parade was.
It's one of the largest parades in the U.S. for Cinco de Mayo.
Wait, are you saying this is factual or just a dream?
No, it's factual. I'm pretty sure, but I don't know if it was my dream.
It was like the day parade or like Grand Prairie's
Cinco de Mayo parade.
Grand Prairie.
Yeah.
Like us as a city.
Yeah, this is like one of the largest. Like,
oh wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? Like yesterday, I had to do this catering, and this lady came up to me, and she's like, "So, what is Cinco de Mayo?" I said, "To be honest with you, it's just
May 5th, bitch."
I said, white folks just want to get drunk? I said,
I know. I drove by fucking, what is it, on the border? Not on the border. What's the?
Rio Mambo?
No, Taco Cabana.
Taco Cabana.
Popping off in that hoe, bro.
It's so crazy, bro.
Mars
it's
and
like,
meat.
Bro, it's just like May 5th. It's like May 5th. People just like pretend like.
Yeah, we do the same thing. In March, we try to be Irish.
No. We don't. We don't. Our wives do. Did I tell you that Chris was like, hey, we're going to go. Or no, it was a Fat Tuesday. She's like, hey, we're going to go out for Fat Tuesday. I said, what?
Yeah, like
it's like we've never gone out Fat Tuesday in our life. But yeah, and I was just telling these people, it's like, man, Mexicans don't even give a shit about it. It's about this little battle in Puebla. And I was like, Mexican Independence Day is actually like September 16th,
yeah.
And then Texas Independence Day is March 2nd. She was like, how do you know all that stuff? I said, I'm a Texan.
Plus Google.
Yeah, ChatGPT.
Bing. So that's pretty cool. And I remember being down the street in front of the Brass Bean several years ago whenever like we were doing the pop-ups. And
bro, that was the most magical fucking day ever. That was the article that oh my god, my mind just went blank.
Barbecue Posse
wrote. They put so much time and effort into that article. I still read it all the time, and it's like it was magical. The photography, the story, and that was the one that really like pushed us out.
Yeah.
And It was crazy, man. Like, that's when we were like,
I'm not crying, it's allergies.
That's when we were like, fuck, maybe we are something, right? Because look, I wouldn't, like, I do miss the times that it was just us, big time. Like, it was very humbling. And we just had our blinders on. Like, we had no idea what the fuck we were doing. Like, you really think about it, like, we were just doing it out of pure love and joy.
Like, yeah, you know, we joke about it now. It's just like, I look back at those times and it was just, you know, me, you, and Drew serving and stuff like that. And it's just like,
talking shit, fighting, drunk, hungover, pissed off.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just like, in the moment, you're like, this is a fucking pain in the ass. But I look back at it now and I'm like, man, that was like, we talked about this with prior, you know, events in our life. But it was like, those are some of the funnest times of my life.
Yeah.
And it sucks because they're not gone in a sense of gone as the day, but they're gone because
I don't know. I think we're kind of having a reborn with the Zavala's Barbecue distribution, you know, because like we're going back to that fun part of what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah.
And we get to do the part that we love the most about it. And that's just bringing people together and having a good time.
Yeah.
And we could do it sober now. Back in the day, we couldn't.
Yeah.
Like real talk. Like we were drunk when we did all of it.
No, yeah, the majority of it was, yeah, 100%.
But now it's like, we kind of like just sipping on Topo or sipping on some coffee.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're getting old. I'm fine with that. There's no problem with that. Like, I enjoy getting old, and I embrace it, and I love it, so.
Yeah.
I love the fact that I got up at 6 o'clock this morning, and I wasn't hungover, and.
Were you getting hungover today?
I don't know. I had a couple glasses of wine last night.
Well, I got some champagne. Got caviar for today, too.
You ever snort caviar?
When they say do a bump, it's not really snorting it. Oh, you just do a bump. Do a bump, like hitting with that.
Oh, this just took a fucking turn for the worse. Then no wonder I fucking got a sinus infection.
Probably so.
But after that, you got a speakeasy event. Starts at what? Actually, we're doing a class at 10.
Yeah. So shout out to everybody that donated. So I have multiple myeloma. It's a plasma cancer, and my doc was like, "Hey, bro, we're behind on money. We need to raise some money." I'm like, "All right." So I was like, "I'll do." You know, everybody charges all these insane money for classes. I'm like, I'll just do a free. I like doing free ones every once in a while for good causes, right? So, yeah. We're raising money for multiple loma. I think we're up to about $2,100 right now. We're going to have some Lone Star beers there. I'm going to do a trimming class, talk seasoning. I'll show them how to slice. And then afterwards, they can come to Zavala's Barbecue, 10% off barbecue. Roll up to Speakeasy. We're going to have free 44 Farm fajitas, and we're going to have a Nomad grilling down. Vic, the hardest man working in barbecue.
Shout out.
And then we're going to have some ice cold Lone Star blues for everybody. And then if you want, you can pick up some goods from all of our friends. We just re-upped on Truth. That stuff cannot stay in stock. And then we have Stanley's that we just brought in. So I'm really excited about Yes, they are. And they're part of the 44 family, too. They be repping that 44.
Colin's actually moving to Tyler.
Is he really?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I lied. Longview.
And wait, Stanley's is in Tyler. Hey, we look up that real quick because I want to make sure
they are.
Stanley's Barbecue. They're great people. So they're actually part of the subscription box. They're going to be one of the months. We also have Smokey Joe's, Terry Black's. We have Reed with guests on it too.
How is Reed doing?
Man, Reed sent me a pic. I need to text him back. He's going to kill me. He trimmed 24 briskets in 37 minutes in season and put on the pit.
When did he text you?
Yesterday about 2:15 when I was doing the catering.
And you haven't texted him back?
No, I have it highlighted on the top. You want me to text him right now?
Yeah.
All right.
Because that's my biggest pet peeve. Like,
I know,
really,
I
know.
But I want to give him, like, time. Like, I want, like, because when we, like.
That is time. Like, no, 10 seconds, like, that's still time. Like, that's still valuable, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just my thing. Like, and I understand, you don't got to respond immediately. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, just fucking, badass, like, just. That's just my personal pet peeve is like when I take my time out of my day to fucking try to talk to somebody. It doesn't have to be a full on conversation. It's just a checking in thing. And I know we get busy, and I know sometimes I'm sure I can go back in my text messages forget. But I mean, this is 10 seconds. That's it. Boom. But he's doing good though.
He's doing great. Look how beautiful those briskets look. He did it all in 37 minutes.
Damn.
That's a bad mamma jamma. I love him. He's going to do it too. Corey going to do it too. We got Axel Provisions, and then we have some others that we can't talk about right now. But really excited about it.
Well, that's cool. When is that? Do you have an announcement when the first box drops?
No, it's coming. We're just revamping the website right now.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Kyle and Brent are probably going to kill me because I'm dropping a little hint on it, but no one listens to this anyway.
You know, a website person?
Yes.
You can get with Lance Linda. I think they're trying to revamp theirs.
Perfect. And then Kristen needs to revamp hers too. So just give me that info. Yeah. She's doing this as a side hustle because she used to do some big time shit. Now she's a mom and just wants some work.
Kyle's neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you met her, right?
Yeah, yeah. She was here.
She's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I met her for a brief minute. She seemed real nice.
Oh, she's absolutely amazing.
But yeah, they were talking about that last night, actually. They were like, man, ours is kind of
old.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I have to say.
Yeah.
It's old.
So I was like, I think I know somebody.
Yeah.
So.
No, her and Kyle are knocking it out right now.
That's awesome. So,
Elisha, and then, you know, with Sean's photos. So yeah, it's good.
So Drew's wedding, man, that was my first wedding to officiate.
Oh my gosh. I forgot about that.
Did you really tear up?
I did.
And it was because of me?
Yeah.
I'm impressed. That means a lot to me.
Because you, like, actually were serious about it.
Dude, I was nervous. I literally was fucking nervous. I thought I was going to fucking throw up and pass out up there. Which is weird because I do stand up and, like, open mics and stuff like that. And I host them. And I'm like, I never get nervous. But it's like this situation. And it was just, this was solely based on Bonnie. Because this is her day. It was her special day. And I'm like, I don't want to fuck this up. And
you did a good job.
I threw out two shits, a fucking one ass. And then I slipped at the end on a rose petal. And so,
why was he the flower?
Comedic relief. I laughed. I thought it was
amazing.
I got a chuckle out of it.
But so it wasn't just for the moment. That was the whole thing.
No, that was the plan the whole time.
So, oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's perfect.
That was pretty funny. So
that was amazing.
I liked that. Except for that one that I slipped on, and I knew that shit was coming to this. I don't wear leather bottoms, man. I'm more of a, you know, Vans, Chuck Taylor kind of guy. So.
Yeah, you know, I was dressed as a help the whole time, so I liked it.
Yeah, so.
They're like, get out of the photo, sir.
I think I'm going to start rocking bow ties. My back-to-back wedding bow ties, so.
To be honest with you, like, rock it, bro. I don't do it.
I mean, granted, I'm not going to fucking go nowhere I'm going to have to wear. That's probably the last time I'll wear a bow tie for a while, unless somebody else decides to ruin their life and get married, but.
Yeah. But no, you can pull it. You know, that's the thing, you pull everything off.
But it was an amazing night. I had a great time. Food was subpar at best.
Oh, hands down, it was terrible.
Savala's
barbecue.
But it was a great night.
People came out thinking that green sauce was there's all northerners. That was guacamole. We're like, no.
They go shit themselves and they go back home.
What is that, guacamole?
Yeah. Got hammered. We stayed at Travis Nash's up the street. I fell again that night.
That's when we were supposed to do the podcast the next morning.
Yeah. I did some footloose shit. They got hardwood floors. I slid, busted my hip still actually hurts.
Wait, that wasn't footloose.
It was footloose.
The one where Tom Cruise
footloose.
It was.
Yeah.
Then what was the dancing one?
Tom Cruise isn't in Footloose.
Yeah. What was that then? What was the one where he slides across the floor?
That's
where the glasses.
Yes.
That's like the most famous Tom Cruise scene ever, and I have. I don't
Google this shit. Tom Cruise slide. I'm curious now.
And have you watched any? What's the last Tom Cruise movie that you
Risky business. Samsonite, way Whoa, off,
way off.
Yeah. So, and I busted my ass doing that again. It was twice.
Nah, that's all right.
And then Jomi actually fell the next morning in front of his house. He sent me a video. He's like slipped on the steps.
How the hell did he do that?
He was walking up the steps, and
was he sober?
Yeah, he was sober. It's like 8 a.m. It was early. He was in some scoots.
Damn, that's a lot of Irish whiskey.
A little bit of coke. Oh, that coke pour is terrible.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. So that was pretty cool. Like I said, I was had a good time. So I'm glad they let me do that. I was honored to do that. So, what do you got coming up this week?
Lone Star rolling up with their smoke session.
That's next Saturday, right?
No, it's next Friday.
Next Friday?
Yeah, 5:12.
Do I have a show? I don't.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that.
And they'll be what time does that kick off?
It's from 11 or 12 to 2.
Oh, is that the restaurant?
Yeah, it's the restaurant.
Oh shit.
Yeah, yeah. They're bringing out all the stops. Going to have some swag. Got to hype it up. I think they want me to cook some free fajitas too out there too.
I'm going to see if I bring some customers actually. That'd be a good
thing. It's going to be a shit ton of beer. They're going to have cornhole and stuff and just like chill and everything. And then we have the multiple myeloma walk.
That's Saturday.
Yep. And then I have like a pop-up burger with Umi Kitchens out in Dallas. They're going to use our brisket and sausage on those briskets.
You asked me to help you with that.
Yeah,
what are we doing?
I just wanted to get how the Nomads is going. And okay. Just pretending we're sizzling the sausage and shit.
Make sure you bring my apron.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I look good in apron.
You do look good in aprons. And you actually, you know, you're the hardest working side piece in barbecue.
I don't like the phrase side piece.
Main piece?
I mean, who would your main piece be at that point?
You.
That's what I'm saying. So why would you call me a side piece?
I'm looking for a side piece.
No, you don't want those problems. The
holler at me. 214. Take out you get that. Take out the. Put the time. Take out the.
Your ass. The.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Or so, just beep it out.
So that's cool. So I'll be there with you for all those things. So I'm excited. Catherine quit working Saturdays.
I'm excited for that. Now we can do more stuff.
I am too, actually. I never wanted, and I told her that for years.
Like, Saturdays should be fun days.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't know why you work
Saturdays. Because I don't want to do anything with you on Sundays, because Sundays is my day.
No. Sundays is my, that's my decompressed day.
Yes. Like, just do nothing.
I just stand on my back porch and drink coffee.
Yep.
Yeah, no, 100%. I'd be in bed by like 7:30 at the latest. Like,
hands down.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, 100%. So I'm excited for all that. I'm glad.
We're on the same page.
Glad we're on the same page with that. But, So the parade starts at 10, so we probably need to get going.
Yeah.
Or the class starts at 10.
The class starts at 10.
Yeah, so we need to get down there. So,
but yeah, this is good. I know this seems like chill out, but we just want to make sure we get y'all updated where everything's going. And we're going to start having more guests. Taco Trail has committed. Nice. Matt has committed.
Matt?
Pippen.
Okay.
Me Church. So... I think we need to just start bringing some guests in. Like, yeah. If anybody has like some crazy people y'all want to reach out to, we'll reach out to. Like, what are people going to tell us? No, we need to get Nomad guys on too.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think who else. Maybe we get Lone Star on also. Need to get Mason on also. Probably be cool to get him on.
Yeah.
He can tell us all the headaches that I try to tell my peeps.
And Spice Game.
Run deep. But yeah, no, I'm excited, man. Like this is good. And you know, from a contract standpoint, we got to do 2 minimum a month. So
contractual.
Yeah. Real talk, not fake talk.
So that's cool, man. So like I said, I glad to be back. Be back again on Friday, and then talk to home about some golf and shit. So
yeah, and then you know maybe Grizzly Blocks they're sending out a block for us to do a raffle to raise money. Great people, we're selling their stuff out here. I want to say thank you to
the Mario. Blog is hot raffle.
Yeah, Mario so much and his amazing wife. And we Nomad, shout out. Lone Star, great friends out there. And then, just thank you to everybody in the barbecue game that's letting us sell their stuff here on at the Barbecue Speakeasy and BBQDistro.com. You can literally get whatever you want from these Texas barbecue joints to your house on BBQDistro.com. Like, and then we'll start having content that's going to be rolling out in the subscription box. And then, I think I'm going to start putting my merch in there. And then, like, if my other homeboys want their merch on there, well, shit, we'll just start doing that. We're probably going to start putting some...
got some new shirts dropping, too. Those are pretty cool.
Bro, we got some great shirts about to drop.
Yeah.
Pull up, if you know what I mean.
So, that's pretty cool. So, yeah. No, man, good talk. Chris, sorry we missed 3 weeks.
Yeah, I know you're mad. We owe you.
So...
Hey, actually, time out. We're going to be tells for the West Texas. I don't know if we can talk about this. They're going to be out in Lubbock on the 16th.
Is that where we're going with them?
Are you going to go, right?
You're talking about the South Texas one.
No, that one's in August. This one is June like 16th and 17th. We leave Friday, go to Lubbock. We can kick it with Chris on Friday at his house.
Can we rent a Sprinter van?
I'll rent a Sprinter van. You going to drive?
Yeah.
Okay. I was sure done.
Okay.
Figure out the dates. Well, Sprinter van, but you told me I couldn't because it's so expensive that I can only do the...
The Sprinter van wasn't... We get the caravan.
Okay, caravan. Yeah, caravan. Cool.
So, we're going to we'll straight dad mode, bro. My socks are going
to be... Are we going to want to fly to South Texas or drive?
We got a flight. Flights are fucking expensive right now, too.
I know. Yeah. And then I don't think Kristen and Jose can go because Jose starts school that Thursday.
You don't want to put us that close to the border by ourselves.
Oh, we're going, Doc.
# boys town. All right, man. Well, it's been a great great episode. We'll be back next week. You have a good week.
Peace.
Oh, we should have brought him.
I know. He was fucking just standing back there the whole time.
You having fun? You want to show CJ?
CJ. What's up, foe? What do you got? Let me see. Nice.
Is that making any noise? Why not? BBQDistro.com. Full of that lean, fucking with that cuz, it's going down, baby.